Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at him. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Yes, folks, Alex Jones is evolving in real time. The AlexJonesStore.com, AlexJones.network, at AJN Live. It's all begun. It has begun. I do hope you can support us in whatever comes next. Please do go to the AlexJonesStore.com. Get yourself some of the incredible t-shirts. It could be last run of some of these. You also have things like Optimal Human, absolutely incredible. You've got the CMOS capsules, which are extremely powerful. I know those are selling like hotcakes, so make sure to get those while they're still in stock. You can try them now for 55% off. That's the Ultimate CMOS Bladder Rack and Burdock Root Capsules. Extremely powerful source of naturally occurring iodine. It's a natural detoxicant with a plethora of positive effects. Try it now by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Your one-stop shop for freedom. All right, folks, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here, and I'm going to take your calls in the second hour. Matt Baker joining us in the third. Should we stick with politics here for a second? Because you've got stories like this. Harris campaign shifts strategy as anxiety rises over Trump gains. Yes, the illusion is shedding away, and the desiccated husk is being revealed. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, except if you pull back the curtain, it's just a scared, not very intelligent, racially ambiguous woman named Kamala Harris, who uses a friend pointed this out to me, and it's so true. She always sounds like she's about to cry. She always, her voice always has this tremor, this timbre of wavering on the edge of weeping. And we were speculating, do you think that's trained? Do you think that's on purpose? Because what ends up happening is it just means that anybody who talks to her in any way that is not submissive looks like they're bullying some poor woman that's about to cry. But I don't know, we were trying to figure out what it is exactly about her voice that is so off-putting. But the Harris campaign is shifting strategy over the Trump gains that have been made, which is interesting. What are the strategies that they're employing, and how can they be shifted? Going back to the beginning, all of their strategies have backfired horrendously. Her first strategy in her cynical power-mad drive to the top was to lie about the state of Joe Biden. Now, this was a strategic move for Harris because if the truth about Biden's mental incapacity had been made clear earlier, then they would have had a primary and Harris wouldn't have stood a chance. She would have been ousted immediately, just like she was during the 2020 primaries. So she had to maintain the lie for long enough that it was no longer possible to do a primary and then, you know, pull out the knife and stab your boss in the back. That was the first strategy, which it paid off, right? It succeeded. She was able to be appointed presidential candidate without having to justify it or compete with anybody else. So that went well, but it also left her fumbling and embarrassing herself when asked the question, why did you not tell anybody about Joe Biden being mentally incapacitated? She can't sit there and go, well, because I had to wait until he was, it was too late to do the primary so I could take his job. She can't say that, but that was the reason. So that backfired horrendously. Then, you know, her strategy was to just not do any public appearances and only occasionally do rallies where she said the same thing over and over, and basically fabricating or just creating the illusion of popular support on TikTok. That was sort of their first and primary presidential candidacy strategy, was pay tens of thousands of dollars to teenagers on the dancing app to pretend to support Kamala Harris. And that tricked a lot of people into thinking that her support was real and widespread and legitimate. But that can only go on so long. The idea is that that fake grassroots astroturfing strategy would then sort of become real as more people would pick it up. But nobody's picking it up if they're not getting paid. So that didn't really work out either. One strategy was to just avoid the media at all and do no interviews. That started becoming a problem, so she had to do them. But then that made it worse. Like, there's nothing about her can be salvaged. Like, there's nothing here. There's no strategy that's like, oh, if only they'd done it like this. No, nothing's going to work. Nothing's going to work, lady, because you're a bad candidate. So nothing's going to work, right? If you... You know, it just doesn't matter how nice the presentation is if the food on the plate was already eaten, right? And then reproduce. What I'm saying is, you know, you can have, if you have a unbelievably tasty meatloaf, which is, that's, this is Donald Trump in this allegory. In the allegory, Donald Trump is the incredibly tasty meatloaf, and it doesn't matter how it's packaged, it's good. You can just show up at the potluck with your plastic reused spaghetti sauce stained Tupperware, and it's going to be a hit because it's delicious and amazing. Or you can have Kamala Harris, which is like a 5-star Michelin sushi restaurant dressed up a bowel movement on a plate. And it's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how nice the surroundings are. It doesn't matter how nice the plate is and the plating of the dish. The dish is trash. So that's the problem. That's the problem, and dressing it up isn't going to solve it. And you can't just stay away because you have to be in public to run a campaign, but you can't do interviews because you embarrass yourself every time. So it's a damned if they do, damned if they don't, because they're damned. They're just damned in general. Vice President Kamala Harris is shifting her campaign strategy to win over more men and Republicans, and sharpening her attacks on Donald Trump as Democratic anxieties rise over the polls, making her... Okay, see, I should have just read the article. No, I didn't realize. I should have realized that the shift in her strategy is to double down doing exactly the same thing she's been doing the whole time. Like, what has she been doing since the beginning of her appointment as presidential candidate? She has endlessly, relentlessly, and fruitlessly attacked Donald Trump. That doesn't work. So now she's sharpening those attacks. She's upping those attacks. Okay. So she really is a Democratic nominee. She really is a good representation of the Democrats, where your bad strategies don't work, and so your solution is to do them more and harder. Amazing. And of course, from the beginning, the first campaign event Kamala Harris did was White Dudes for Kamala, an obvious attempt to try to get men and white men, i.e. Republicans, over to her side. So this is what I'm talking about. There's no shifting of strategy. There's no strategy that's going to work. The things she's been doing haven't been working, and so she's just doing that more. So it's not going to work more. It's going to work less now, I guess. The Democratic nominee is in a statistical dead heat in crucial states, with Trump, the Republican former president, according to public and internal campaign polls cited by Democratic sources, sparking a round of finger pointing and second guessing from some corners. Finger pointing and second guessing. I'm telling you, they really are good Democrats. You got to give them that. You got to give them that. The Harris campaign can embody the Democratic character in a way like nothing else ever has. Bad ideas are doubled down on. And when they still continue to not work, no self-reflection is even remotely employed. Instead, it's finger pointing and sniping and backstabbing because they're all bad people. Have we said that yet? Have I made that clear yet, that these are bad people with bad ideas? It's a frustrating moment for a whirlwind campaign that opened with a huge jump in enthusiasm and cash when she replaced President Joe Biden in July. Yeah, big fake enthusiasm. Big fake nonsense, non-existent, media fabricated enthusiasm and money laundered through Act Blue. She was widely hailed as the winner of her only debate with Trump. Yeah, by people who were lying. This is always going to be a tight race. That doesn't mean we're not losing sleep over it, said a senior Democratic aide, reflecting what interviews with donors, aides, and advisors show is the mood at the White House and the Wilmington, Delaware-based campaign headquarters. After weeks of focusing on policy and trying to define herself on the national stage, Harris is going back to her prosecutorial posture of July, an advisor said, hoping to demonstrate strength to voters who might be attracted to Trump's strongman image. How bad are these people at this? How do you get to the top of the political pile with this type of strategy? Well, Trump is really, he's really strong. People see him as very masculine and very aggressive. And there's no way we're going to beat him on that front. So what we need to do is try to beat him on that front. What we need to do is take the strongest aspect of our enemy and then try to you know, fabricate and mimic a facsimile of that. No, you have to stop now. You have to stop now. You have to really think about what you're doing, you morons. But no, actually, keep it up. Sorry, let me think strategically here. If I'm talking to the Democrats, you're doing great. You're doing amazing. Keep it up.